Imagine you are unafraid. Well, okay, you're afraid, but you're doing it anyways, because you're more afraid of not doing it. Imagine making your own rules, your own playbook, your own red light, green light on everything in your life. Your beauty, your body, your health, your success, your entire freaking life. Imagine feeling fully heard and fully seen and exactly who you are, leaving no part of yourself uncovered. If you're ready for that, then you are ready for Taking Up Space, the podcast. Here, we are having the tough conversations, and we're ready to heal our trauma. Not only are we sharing our stories, we are owning them, big time. In this space, we embrace ourselves fully, owning our bodies as they are, owning all of our uniqueness. No more playing it safe, no more staying quiet, and no more letting society or diet culture call the freaking shots. It's time we take up the space that is meant for us and make our own rules, define our own beauty, and define our own freaking lives. We all have space on this earth meant for us. We all have a story, a passion, and a purpose. And they're meant to be shared. They're meant to be heard. So let's take up space. Hey guys, so I want to chat today about something, and this might be a shorter episode, but it's really important that we talk about this. I've been thinking about it for a couple weeks now, and the last conversation that I had, the last story that you're going to be hearing with Alicia, it really just solidified that we got to chat about this, and that is placing blame. You know, for where we are today in the world when it comes to diet culture and, you know, having the negativity around body size and weights and all of that and all the stigma. I mean, it's so easy to be angry. And I know that I internalize and have anger towards, you know, diet culture. And there's definitely room and place for that. Because in a way, it's like they stole part of my life. You know what I mean? They stole a good chunk of it where I could have been focusing on so many other more important things. But I also want to talk about where not to place the blame. So we're going to dive into those things. And of course, like I was just saying, there is room for anger, and feeling angry is valid. It's very valid. I mean, any of your feelings are valid, but anger is definitely valid. And, you know, if we're going to be angry, we need to be angry at, you know, diet culture. We need to be angry at the person who incorrectly, you know, coined the BMI chart and then sold it to the pharmaceutical companies, to then allow the pharmaceutical companies to use it to push, you know, weight loss drugs and things like that. And then, you know, the diet industry and everything that we know the diet industry to be today, to basically use that as the basis to push everything that they ever, you know, made down our throats. And, you know, of course, there's so much that's spiraled from that. And so we have a lot of things to be angry about and towards, but what we should not be placing the blame on, and who we should not be placing the blame on, are our loved ones, our friends, our family members, our healthcare providers. You know, if you think back years and years ago when you were a child, and then think about what you know of your parents' childhood, or maybe you have a conversation and ask them if you can't really recall much, but or even take to Google and see just how far back diet culture goes, because I did that once and wow, it's so crazy. But that's all they've known. You know, our parents aren't a whole heck of a lot different than what we went through. I mean, we actually have it, I feel, better than they did. You know, if this is all that they've known when they were growing up as to be normal, as to be okay, as to be what's best for us, of course they're going to do what they think is best for us. So, you know, all of our childhood memories of, you know, maybe when our parents might have been concerned about our weight or our body size, or, you know, had certain concerns about our eating habits, or wanted us to finish our meals or not eat certain things, or whatever it was, it's not from a place of bad intentions. I mean, I think it would be crazy to think that your parents said any of those things or did any of those things because they, you know, really wanted a negative outcome for you. I think it's the opposite. It's the exact opposite, you know? And so, like, Alicia and I were talking about, you know, like, even comments that her family members, her dad and her brothers were making about other women and their bodies. You know, they weren't even directing them towards her, but, you know, they were saying them in general. And it really had, you know, an effect on her. And, you know, so some things that they just don't have ill intentions, but it just has the effect that they don't intend it to have. But people just don't know any better, you know? So it's easy to be frustrated and angry at, you know, some of those people who played a bigger role in, you know, us having a certain body image and whatnot, but it's not their fault. And when it comes to healthcare providers like our doctors too, you know, many, 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 many years ago when the BMI chart was founded by a mathematician and the pharmaceutical companies kind of picked it up and ran with it, you know, everything that they've done, that's how doctors learn. You know, when for the past, you know, several years or beyond, doctors are going to med school and they're learning this stuff. The things that they're learning in med school are based upon this, you know, idea that the BMI chart is valid and that it is an indicator of health and that your weight and your body mass does affect your health. You know what I mean? So at their expense, they're just as guiltless in a sense. You know, they definitely grew up in the same world that we did. You know, they didn't live on some other planet, so they've been immersed in it just like we have. But then they've also went to med school and undergrad and all this education, and they've also been taught it. So to no fault of their own either, they ended up there at no fault of their own. Now, I also want to point out that that's not to say that we are all, each individually, responsible for learning and knowing better. Not just with diet culture and health at every size and, you know, learning what it truly means to be healthy and unhealthy, but in anything, in any topic across the globe, we are individually responsible for knowing better and doing better. So, of course, doctors, medical professionals, parents, friends, loved ones, we all have that responsibility to learn and to be educated and to be able to do better and create a better future for ourselves and for fellow humankind and our kids and all of that. So, sure. But I just wanted to kind of clear this air that there's no place for blame on them, because as much as we want to say, you know what, my mom really caused my bad body image and I'm so mad at her for that, she didn't know better, you know, or that one friend who always made comments about your body in college and you're so frustrated with her. Well, maybe she was just a meanie, but maybe she didn't know any better. And she, you know, was making these comments thinking she had your best interest at heart and was trying to help you or motivate you in some way, but they came across as really mean and vindictive to you and they were counterproductive. You know what I mean? It all comes down to perspective. And of course, what someone is doing and their intentions behind it may not always be the way we receive it, but we just can't always be so quick to place the blame on people who just didn't know better, because they just didn't know better. But they do have the responsibility to be educated and to now learn and know better and do better moving forward. But also, we have to be understanding that not everybody is going to do that. And not everybody's going to do that at the same pace, at the same rate, and in the same way. So, you know, there's a huge majority of us, a huge group, all of us who are in this, you know, anti-diet, health at every size, body positive movement, you know, we're standing up, we're speaking out, we're supporting one another, we're helping other people on their journeys. We we've seen the light. We've educated. We're continuing to educate ourselves, and we're trying to educate others. And we see better, and we're trying to do better and create better. But then there's probably more people out there who aren't there yet, you know, who still feel like, I don't know what you're talking about, Amanda. Like, I think all that stuff's kind of hogwash. You know, they're still feeling like what they've always known for their whole life is normal. That's valid. That's, you know, real. And they're not, you know, ready to see a different way. They're not ready to open their eyes, or maybe they're trying to, but they're unsure, they're hesitant, they're uncomfortable. Point being is everybody's going to work through it in their own way, at their own pace. And I'm not trying to say there's right and there's wrong. Like, we're over here knowing what's right, doing what's right, and they're out there doing, you know, what's wrong and all of that. It's just there's the diet culture way of living, the diet culture view of health, and the diet culture view of people's bodies and living and being. And I mean, I don't want to say that that's wrong, but it's not best. It's not optimal for a human's overall well-being. It's just not. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you live. I don't care what lifestyle you choose to live. But living in a diet culture heavy way of living, it's just not the best way you could be living. And so, but they're not ready to see that there's better for them, there's healthier for them, you know, healthier in the sense that there's a way of living that's going to help you be healthy physically, help you be healthy mentally and emotionally, and just literally squeeze the most out of life each and every day. But when, you know, it's almost like what's an example? I don't know. Like you take an ice cube that does not fit, like a square ice cube, and it doesn't fit in a round hole, but you keep pushing and you keep pushing and you keep pushing and you keep pushing. Eventually the ice will melt and it'll eventually fit through that hole. Well, I guess that's kind of like a really weird way of saying, like, that's how people are. Like, eventually they're not going to get it. They're not going to go through that hole. They're not, you know, going to warm up to that idea. They got to kind of get their feet wet. They got to, you know, maybe hear some more, see some more, learn some more, whatever. Or there's other people who might just be like, you know what? I've heard about that intuitive eating. I'm going to read this book. And then once they do, they're hooked. They know it. They're just diving in head first. Whatever. You know what I mean? We just have to be respectful of everybody, where they're at, what they feel, what they think. And the best that we can do is be there for them, not place blame, and be there for them. Know that, you know, we're going to silently but powerfully lead by example. I'm going to live my most authentic life. I'm going to be intuitive with my life, my body, and I'm going to just embody everything that anti-diet means, because that's just the way I'm living my freaking life. It's not I'm trying to match these boxes or check off these, you know, boxes or anything like that. I'm just living my best life, and that's being intuitive with my body and with everything. And I'm going to lead by that example, because eventually people are going to catch on. They're going to see, well, what are these people doing? Why are they so happy? You know, why is she just, she's eating and she's just not even worried about it. You know, she just seems so confident and passionate about her body. And she just seems like she's just living such a carefree life. She's living her best life. And eventually they're going to ask, right? They're going to ask. And then we get to say, well, I gave it up. I gave up diet culture. I quit trying to, you know, fit that mold. And I just decided that being me was way more than enough. And that my body was just way more than worthy and way more than beautiful. And you know, then you can just dive into it and explain to them and share your story and share the thrill of just giving it all up and being free. And you can just win them over. And then when they hear your story, there's just absolutely, I'm sorry, I don't know how anybody can listen to these stories like Alicia's, like Amanda's, like, you know, Samantha's and Sandra's and everybody else who's been on the podcast sharing their story, and every woman who's going to be on the podcast in the future sharing their story, how you can hear their story and be like, damn, like, if that's what it's done for you, what can it do for me? You know, so that is the biggest thing that you can do. So you don't realize that when you work on yourself and you literally get down in your journey deep and you get dirty with it and you start living your most authentic life, your most aligned life. You are super self-aware. You're living intuitively. You are just embodying who you were meant to be, taking up the space that you've always deserved to take up that was meant for you on this earth. You are doing so much more than that. You are doing so much more than things just for yourself. You are moving mountains for others. With every single one of us that is doing this for ourselves, we are giving 1,000,001 more women and men permission to do the same. That is what we're doing. So you think that you're just moving mountains and turning pages and just cultivating a new world for yourself, but you're helping do that for other people. And it's just amazing. And literally, like, I get these moments, like, you can probably tell today, I'm, like, pumped. I'm ready to go. Like, literally, like, there's moments like this that I have where I'm just so moved and so blown away by everything that we're doing. And I don't think that sometimes it can seem messy. Sometimes it can seem overwhelming and cloudy and stuff like that through this journey. But there's so much we're doing. It is so monumental what we are doing. And I just cannot stress that enough. But we need to be mindful of everybody else and where they're at on their journey. And I know that we've all hit our own dieting rock bottom, but other people haven't. And if we're going to help them on their journey, the best thing that we can do is understand that and just realize that the best thing that we can do for them is lead by example and live our most intuitive, aligned life. And I just can't stress that enough. So I know I said this would be a really quick episode, but it's about 15 minutes long. I talk a lot. What can I say? But yes. Ugh. Oh, yes. All right, loves. Well, until next time. Hey guys, thanks for joining me on another episode of Taking Up Space, the podcast. And if you're loving these episodes as much as I am, please, the best thing that you can do to show your love and appreciation is to share the podcast episodes with those that mean the most to you, with those that you feel would appreciate and get something so beneficial out of these episodes. Because that is the sole purpose, is to reach as many people as we can and to help affect and change so many lives for the better. So I love that you were here with me. And until next time, guys, bye.